What we have learned from all our largest spirits, our thoughts of heart and hand united, our thoughts come back to help us, is that we cannot share our gifts, which are the social equivalents of loving ourselves as I am you and you are me, under conditions of coercion. So, when you have your true self, and so love yourself, stuck though you be in a system of class, and try to share your gifts to bring the cycle of the gift to completion. The damaged global state statesmen stand in the way. Raise their hand. They are a single will. Raise their hand to you and blast you with their weapons, intending to stop you. We then have to figure out a way around them. Is this injustice something we intend to pass on to the next generation? The injustice of having to scramble, duck, dodge, bleed, be tortured, forced to leave too soon in order to find a way to share the jewels we have for each other, so that we can advance beyond the reach of power's interminable scheming? Can we bend our minds around Wardenclyffe and not stare at what is lost? The living, present paradise lost. A paradise we try generation after generation to give to each other now, openly. Providence not misappropriated. Can we contemplate Nikola Tesla, Proudhon, and Prince without committing our lives to ending it? The system by which lost souls commandeer our lives, our compassion, our most precious gifts, meant for each other, not for them. Instead, let's redeem the suffering of our ancestors at the hands of these mistaken statesmen and realize the dreams our prophets left for us. Prince's soul song ringing from every mountain. Nikola's world system of telegraphy established finally on its true base of global equality and unity. Proudhon's dream of true global society founded in structurally supported equality between us. When love leads, we get to see who we are in reality.